What if you could sit down with someone from another culture? What if hearing the way they experience life, things that brought them joy, or the moments in their life that changed the way they saw humanity actually changed your view of the world? What if their story gave you more confidence in sharing your own, or more grace in hearing another's? What if it allowed you to see your fellow human and understand that you are a fellow human? I believe humanity holds love and beauty, and I've found it so deeply in these humans and so many more. Individuals that have changed the way I see the world. And I'm so honored to share one of them with you right now. Welcome to today's episode of Your Fellow Human. I'm your host, Liana. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a second and answer one of the most common questions I get asked. Can I come with you? And the simple answer is yes. I host a few trips a year, but these are not your typical group trips. These are intimate adventures that allow you to travel responsibly, connect authentically, and experience a new culture alongside those that call it home. Whether you are a human looking to experience travel authentically, or a fellow creative looking to deepen your community and experience culture in an intimate and responsible way, this community is for you. If you are interested in joining me or want to see what trips are on the docket, then head to the link in the show notes and join my travel community. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know exactly what I mean when I say the most beautiful parts of this world are those we get to connect with. I love the opportunity hosting these trips gives me to share some of those amazing people with some of you in real life. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I am so excited to share one of those amazing humans with you right now. Today, I want to introduce you to Esther. Esther and I are here in Bolivia, but Esther is a friend of mine that I have known for a bit now, and I just had the pleasure of bringing her along on this trip. She's one of my diving buddies. She is just a beautiful soul inside and out, and she's just been somebody that I am super excited to finally get to share with you. It's been an absolute joy to have this time with her, and she's one that's always just made me feel like welcome and able to be around. And I think as far as women go, you're one that for me has always made me feel like I don't need to question myself as much, or I think we can look at ourselves and feel insecure or something, and you have always made me feel so welcome and so wanted and so able to be a friend, and I'm so appreciated that in you. So I'm really excited to just have a little time to share a little bit of you with everybody else. So thank you so much for being here. So I have a list of questions to go through with every guest. They're all just designed at getting to know you, getting to share who you are, your experience, your view of the world. There's no wrong answers, so you answer as you feel led, and we'll jump right in.
Okay. I will do my best. And I'm sorry in advance for my English.
No, you don't get to apologize. You were saying this before we started. I said you don't get to apologize for a second language that you speak, because if we do it in Spanish, then it will be terrible. So no, it's perfect. And I appreciate you expressing yourself in not your first language. So thank you. No, easy, easy. Okay, first one is, who do you define yourself as?
I think it's difficult to define myself. Because I think I'm growing. Every time I'm learning new things, I change my mind. Maybe the base is the same, but it's difficult to say. I will ask someone to define me, because sometimes it's a little bit hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel similarly. Like I'm like, oh, this is what I think, but then I feel like maybe someone else will give a more accurate answer. So yeah. That's fair. Always changing, always growing and becoming the next thing.
But if I will have to say something, I think I'm perseverant. Mm-hmm. I always try to do the good thing. Mm-hmm. Probably many times I fail, but at least I try to be honest and
It's been very much my experience in knowing you. Like, yeah, you, man, we put you through some things this week as a model. Very uncomfortable situations, and you don't complain. I mean, like, for fun complaining, but like you're always willing to, and that's just like a super small example, like of you always being willing to put all the effort in to keep going, to keep persevering, to keep working through something. And yeah, you always are like an honest and kind and genuine person with everything.
Thank you so much.
No, for sure. Easy to say. Okay. Next one is easy. What is your favorite food?
I love food in general, so it's difficult. I really like Mediterranean food, Italian, Spanish, Greek, but also the Oriental.
Mm.
So if I have to choose just one dish, I will say lentils from my mom.
That's the safe choice. And mom will be happy to hear that. Yeah. That's cool. Are you reading anything right now?
No. It's something that I want to do, but I never have time. Or I never, I don't know, make excuses or something, but I would like to read more for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like you're not busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have one main job and then different jobs in content creation and traveling a lot. And yeah, so you have some things you're doing. It's fair.
In the future.
What would you say is your greatest fear?
To fail, I think. Feel many times I don't do some things because I'm afraid of failing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it will be that.
Mm.
Sometimes I need someone to push me, you know, it helps. And yeah, I would like to change that. But at the moment, I think I will say that.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think any of us are a big fan of failing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's that moment of like, do I not try because maybe it doesn't work? Or do I just push myself?
Or I'm not enough, or I don't do the right thing.
Yeah, fair. Well, thanks for sharing. Yeah. On the other end of that, what would you say that you value the most?
I don't know, maybe it's difficult. If it's in a person, I will value, being honest. I think, when you are honest, it's easy to stay with you, for example.
Yeah, for sure. To be around somebody, to trust them, to know that what they say is what they say. Yeah, for sure. Can appreciate that a lot. When was the last time you felt joy?
In the street, for example. No. It's been an adventure. Every time we have, I don't know, funny moments, funny people. So today was really, really good. Even we were mostly working. But
cool.
Well, maybe I will highlight the storm moment.
That was amazing.
I was full of energy, so you will see.
If you haven't, if you're listening to this podcast, then that post, that photo, it's already up. Esther was standing out there on the salt flats and lightning struck and she got hit and was supercharged.
I have, I don't know, light.
Yeah, like electricity in your fingers?
In my fingers, in my head. So.
Yeah.
Wow, it was so funny.
It was a cool moment, for sure. Yeah. But it's been an absolute joy for me, too, to be able to travel with you and just have this time. So, for sure. When was the last time you were afraid and why?
For example, now I'm working a little bit and I have to do some jobs that I'm afraid maybe I don't do as good as I would like to. So I'm a little bit afraid of maybe I don't do enough. Again, the same from before. It's one of my
common things. I mean, you do a lot. I mean, you were just describing like all the, we would say like all the hats you wear and all of the roles you play in your job, and it's a lot. So
and when you you do many things, it's a little bit harder to be really good in just one of them. So
To be absolutely perfect in one. And it's complicated for sure. So I can appreciate that for sure. Would you say that there is a moment in your life that changed you or taught you something?
When I traveled to Australia, that moment changed my life completely. Before, my main goal was to be successful professionally, and when I was there, I was like, no, my first goal is to be happy and do the things that I really want to do, and then everything will
come after.
So that was I think then I had more experience, but that one was the top one.
That's cool. I think it's something that like so many people like, even maybe going back to like being afraid to fail, like for so many people, like pursuing what makes them happy as opposed to pursuing like professional career or something that maybe that there's an expectation to mm-hmm. do. It's like that has to be second. I put mm-hmm. my happiness second. But like you said, like that's a, it's so important. You're going to live your whole life, and like at the end you want to have enjoyed it, not just be like, oh, I have a really important career and I made a lot of money, but like I'm happy.
Yeah,
it's super important. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that a lot. Okay, you have actually known me for a little bit. We've had some adventures here, Menorca, Mexico, other places.
Menorca? Sorry.
And I think. But what is something you think you and I have in common?
I think we like to make people around us to be fine, good, happy. We don't like all the...
anxiety or stress from other people.
Yeah. We try always to... Mm-hmm. We even put before the happiness of others than ours. Mm-hmm. I think we have that in common.
Yeah, it's true. And it's actually, it's funny because I feel like when you travel with somebody else and you're just with one person and you share a bed and you share a space and you're just with them for a long time, we have 2 weeks, it's really obvious very quickly. Mm. And if we are both like that, it's like, okay.
Yeah, no, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. We're like, okay, somebody needs to choose.
Yeah.
But it's a really good problem to have. Yeah, so yeah, for sure. We can push each other to choose. So that's cool. What is something you're looking forward to?
I would like to keep traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. I want to know more countries, more cultures, more... kinds of food, or you know, meeting new people as well. Mm-hmm. So I will say that. Yeah,
that's cool. I love that. Yeah, it's something like it just expands every part of you, and you're like, I know more, and this, you know something that's out there instead of just like maybe I have no idea.
Yeah.
And the people always change you in a good way.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes, for sure.
On the other end of that, what is something you wish was over already, or maybe didn't exist in the world today?
For example, poverty is war. Mm. Also, all the injustice, can I say that?
Yeah.
For women, we have to fight a lot. Even, for example, in these countries, even more. So I would love to change that, for sure.
Yeah, a little bit more equality for that. Mm-hmm. More value for women and more
have
more
the
peace.
Same possible opportunities and all of that.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'll snap my fingers and bring that one to life, please. What would you say makes you feel known and valued?
I feel valued when someone just, without telling them anything, just they tell me, oh, this is so good, or you did really great here, or any support behavior or... Mm-hmm. Is really, for me, it touched my heart.
Yeah, genuine compliments when you're like, oh, someone is noticing that I put hard work into this. Okay, so this one's a bit, you're from Spain originally, but I know you live part-time in Mexico, you travel a lot as well, but where do you call home and what makes it home to you?
I think I call home people, I will say, because place is difficult. I have a home every time I travel. So I will say it's more the people that you are with that the place.
Which is cool.
When you feel that you don't want to leave at that moment, okay, this is my home. So I have many homes.
Yeah, that's cool. I love the same. Yeah, I love that. What is something you wish you didn't struggle with?
I would like to be able to have an argument and don't feel bad about it. I always avoid that, and at the end it's worse, so I would like to change that.
Fair. Yeah. We'll let Fonzie be right once in a while. Shh, don't tell him. fair. In that line a little bit, but what is something you used to struggle with, but you don't anymore or have grown in?
Before, I used to think a lot about what other people think about me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm working on it, but I'm much better, much better, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I'm improving. That.
Yeah. It's nice to get to a place where you're like, no, it's okay. I don't have to apologize for me anymore or as much. Yeah. And not worry so much.
Yeah. Or if I want to do something but maybe some people is going to think something weird or bad, or now it's like, no, if it's what I want to do, let's do it.
Especially with so much, like when there's a public space for people to comment on your life in some capacity, there will always be somebody who disagrees or doesn't like it. So it's like, hard, but also forces you to grow in it a lot faster, so it's kind of good. But yeah, for sure. What is something you are confident in helping someone else through or with?
I think I'm good giving not advice, but it's kind of support and advice when someone is in a complicated or bad situation. I always try to be in their shoes, something like that.
Even you with me, like certain things that you're like, I didn't want to push you, like I can tell when you're like, but I think this is a good idea, or like, how about this? You have a very gentle way of communicating support and advice, and I think that that comes across, I'm sure, even more so in difficult situations for people who treasure you and are close with you. So that's cool. Okay, this one's fun. We'll use euros because it's easy. But if you were to have 10,000 euros and you have to spend it in 2 weeks, you cannot give it away, what would you do with it?
Maybe I invest.
Ah,
so smart. I can, you know,
have more.
Make more money and keep traveling and doing what I want to do.
Fair. Yeah. Appreciate that. That's good.
I'm an engineer, so I have to be really...
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense. It's just a logical person. Yeah. I'm like, spend it. I'm not sure if there is, but is there anything you wish you could say to somebody you love, but maybe they're not in a place that they would hear it the way you intend it or receive it with the heart that you'd want them to?
I think, for example, with my family, we don't say our feelings so often. We keep it to ourselves. I would like to tell them more how much I love them, how much I appreciate their support, and so.
That's cool.
I think, because family is important, and I think, I'm not that much with them because they live in Spain, but I would like to change that. Today I will do it. Thank you for the
On the other end, is there anything that would be hard for you to hear about yourself from somebody you love?
If someone feel, what's the word, that I failed them, I really, really don't want that.
Like you let them down.
I feel really bad and I can't stop to think about it. If they tell me, oh no, you did this, I feel so bad. And it's like, gosh.
Yeah, so if you're listening, you're hearing just like the finest, the smallest part of like Esther's heart and your care for other people and how deeply you value someone else and those around you. So, yeah, it's cool. What would you say makes you feel at peace?
Water. Whenever I'm close to the ocean, cenotes, a lagoon, I feel at peace. Yeah, totally. Is there maybe one of the moments that my mind stops a little bit on that beautiful part of the world?
Yeah, love that. Would you say that life feels steady or uncertain for you right now?
I have a little bit of both. So I like when it's everything super steady.
Yeah.
But also I think I need some uncertain things. But I think I'm in the middle.
Fair. I appreciate that. Okay, this is the complicated question. If you were to share something with the opposite sex that maybe they wouldn't normally receive while coming from you as a woman, but something that if you were to tell men, that they would just say, okay, I understand, whether it's a compliment, a criticism, encouragement, something you wish they knew about women, something you wish they knew about men, what would you tell them?
I will say that we are really equals, and we need to treat each other as equals. And in business environment, family environment, friends environment, everything. If we see each other as an equal person, it's easier. Everything, it will be easier.
Yeah, big time, for sure. And it's cool because it's like when you value yourself, other people that come into your life are held to that standard. And I know you have, I know some of the people that are around your life also, they view it that way. But also it's really cool to say like, hey, if you're listening, like, if you view equality like the value, it's the same in each other, mm-hmm. then yeah, like you're saying, I think it does, it eliminates a lot of problems.
And if you want to have a girlfriend, it's okay. Boyfriend is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I will like that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's cool. I don't know how you feel about public speaking in front of a lot of people. It can be in Spanish. But if you were to have a large... We can pretend it's not that part. But if you were to have a large group of people before you and you were to share a bit of advice, a life lesson, or something you feel humanity should know, what would you tell them?
I will say... just try to follow your dreams, be happy, but no... over anyone, pursue your dreams, mm-hmm. but not at the expense of anyone else.
Yeah, that's fair.
You need to try to be happy and, I don't know, with the previous thing.
It's good, yeah that's fair. No, I think that's important. We can, it's pursue your happiness, but to step on someone else, it's not worth it, yeah, for sure. Okay. What is something you wish people knew about your culture?
I think Spanish culture is well known, mostly, but I would like to highlight our food, but no the restaurant food, the primary food, mm-hmm. can I say that?
Yeah.
From farmers.
Okay, yeah.
We have a really, really, really good quality, mm-hmm. and I would like to, my father's a farmer.
So I was going
to
say, yeah, your dad is a farmer, so, and he grows specifically what?
Mainly grapes,
yeah,
but also olives, mm-hmm. Almonds, mm-hmm. and the stuff for home, grocery.
Okay.
No grocery, tomatoes or onions, all this kind of stuff.
That's cool, yeah. So it's more than just paella.
Yeah, yeah, much more.
Much more, yeah. Oh, that's good. Is there anything that you, or what is something you love most about your culture?
I really like our lifestyle. Hmm. Everyone is mainly happy. They are always outside home, mm-hmm. with friends, with family. Mm-hmm. Most of them are open minds and they welcome people, mm-hmm. so I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the party things as well.
It's a super social country.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I've been there, I'm like, I love it there. And the afternoon siesta, it's a great idea. Yeah. We like that. And yeah, for sure. It's a very like beautiful, warm and respectful culture, and the parties don't hurt at all. Yeah. Is there anything that you're not so proud of within your culture?
Maybe I will say all the things that herds animals buy for fun. But for fun. It's a controversial point, but I will say that.
Yeah, the very first time I was in Spain, I experienced one of these things and I was like, I didn't think it was going to be real. I thought, oh, it's a tourist thing. And then you're like, oh my God. So yeah, but it's
hard. I don't want to lose her, but maybe try another thing.
Yeah, it's hard when it's like, this is a part of our culture, we've been doing it for a long time, but does that mean it's good to keep doing it? Yeah, that's fair. You feel like you know what your purpose is in life?
That's a tough one. I have no idea. It's difficult to say, I don't know.
Fair.
If I ever know, I will tell you.
Let me know.
It's all changed the time,
For sure. Okay, I kind of know the answer to this one, but I'm asking anyway. Do you have a favorite tattoo? And if so, why?
I don't have a tattoo. I would like to do a tattoo, but I thought if I want a tattoo for more than 30 days, I will do it. And I always change, so not at the moment. And then modeling
for
here.
Yeah, for sure. What is something that you have accomplished that you are really proud of?
I think my lifestyle now. Because I can travel and work at the same time. So some years ago, if you were asking me, I would say, no, impossible for me, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm really, really happy that I made this. Mm-hmm.
it's cool to have the life you have, and it's a beautiful life, and you're an incredible person. So
thank you so much.
It's awesome for sure. Esther, there is a lot I could say. I could fill up a lot of time just talking about you and how much I appreciate you, and just getting to learn from you, feeling your encouragement, your support, your love and your care as a friend. But is there anything else you want others to know about who you are or what matters to you?
I would like to say that thank you. Thank you for everything, for being the way you are.
You too.
And for helping everyone as you do. I really appreciate it. And I thank you so much for your words.
I would like
to say more, but
no.
In English is more difficult to express myself.
She's been helping me a lot with my Spanish. It's been getting maybe like 2% better.
No.
But
you're doing good.
But yeah, it's been a blast. And I know we are only halfway through. We have a whole week ahead of us still, and some more excitement, more adventures.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure many more jokes.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. And I appreciate you.
Thank you for pushing me to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Good. I'm glad I got to push you. Yeah, I think I tried to get you back in Menorca and we didn't have time.
Yeah,
we didn't have time.
The main thing that I was like, oh, no.
Your English is perfect. Yeah, for sure. No, thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Fellow Human. Your reviews and support allow me to continue to share these incredible stories with the world. Please take a minute and write a review or share an episode on social media and tag me in the show. If you learned something, were impacted by this story, or if this episode changed how you see humanity, I would be so honored to hear from you. I just want to thank you for being a beautiful part of my community here. Sincerely, Your Fellow Human.